Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. A lot of you have asked in the comments about Rubis. It's a stock that we discussed a few times in the past, and now it is significantly above the price we have discussed it, and it's up more than 50% from its lows a while ago. Now, I have discussed Rubis in a few videos, a detailed analysis video, 10 months ago, and also it was on my stock market research platform as an interesting business for a diversified portfolio, where I said if I would be managing a diversified portfolio back then it would be a very interesting buy and a position to think about. But then again, there is Africa, there was some debt. So it was, let's say, fairly priced for a value investing diversified portfolio. Now, when I had back then also the YouTube portfolio, that was the only position then left in that portfolio. And the last time, I think it was 26 October 2023, when we made the last close there, 3,000 stocks at the price of 20. So we invested, I think it was another 60,000 or something on the position that was already there. So that gained, I think, 50% from 200 to 308, 50% higher. And the total portfolio value is 1.3 million. Maybe I'll come back to this, maybe not. The YouTube portfolio, I mean, but Rubis is something to check now and see whether it is something to stay in the portfolio or not. And as I said about Rubis, that it is something for a diversified portfolio, I recently launched something like that to really include also the things that I find through my research that are for a diversified portfolio like Rubis was. And also in this video we'll discuss whether it will go into my portfolio now, even if it is at a higher price. So let's check. Many comments there. So someone sold out at 63% profit. So some nice comments. Thank you for that. And there were also a reason that some French billionaire took a stake there. That's why the stock went higher. And here is the update, as many of you also in other comments asked. So Vincent Bolor exceeds 5% shareholding. And when they buy something like this, then you know there is value. And therefore, also the stock took a nice jump up. If you want to read the initial review so that I don't go back to the details here, I'll put a link in the description below of this video to the initial research report on Rubis, where you have all the details. Or if you want less details, then you can also check this video researching this title, or I'll put this into the description below. But let's talk about Rubis. Just a boring distribution of fuels, bitumen, things like that, but doing it in Africa, Caribbean, Europe, and they are very profitable, boring, make their own money, pay their dividends. They are now investing in solar growth, which is something I didn't like at first, but they are doing it. They are very levered there, thus low risk, as the debt is just on the projects. They have very strong cash flows, as I said, boring businesses, energy distribution, retail, oil, bitumen, LPG, fuel, lubricants, things like that, storage, and now they are into solar. To where they leverage their position in the market, they can get very cheap European money and then reinvest that into solar at long-term contracts. And the result is that the market didn't like it. Now the market likes it a little bit more, and we have to see whether it is a buy, a sell,
or just a hold. They are investing in solar, they acquired Photosol a while back, and they are growing it, investing in it, and that's just a spread game, as we discussed in the solar video recently. So if they can borrow at 3%, if they can get 7% yield from solar, they are playing on that spread, and that should be profitable over the long term, but for now it's just an investment. Now, something that was also an investment, they managed to sell that stake now. First, I2 Capital bought 45%, now they sold everything to them from the terminal joint ventures, but the EBITDA was there, 145 million. Of course, it is a high capex investment, so likely the cash flows were also there, but it didn't increase much their net income. They will now get 375 million and there will be more cash considerations there. They will pay a special dividend from that and they will keep investing in growth as they get that money. So, okay, something, a little bit of money, always good to, let's say, refresh the balance sheet. The net debt, there is debt, but it is really not that much when you compare to the free cash flows. And especially, this is very important, non-recourse project debt. That is debt related to the solar panel projects, and whatever happens there, it doesn't impact the company. And therefore, you have to also check this debt, the balance sheet, by knowing what kind of debt is there. The key takeaways are that it was a very good year, increased dividend, healthy balance sheet. Of course, the EBITDA part can go up and down, and if it goes down in a few bad years, then this looks uglier. But for now, it looks better, and therefore also the stock and the business are doing better. They are increasing their solar situation, investing in businesses. But if I look from a valuation cash flow perspective, they are making approximately 300 million euros per year. And that is what I need to take for valuation. They are investing some of that for going forward. As said, huge leverage on the solar place and a little bit less leverage on the infrastructure. Their investment policy is 7%, 9% on the renewable returns, unlevered. Thus, if they can borrow at 3%, 3, 4%, the green bonds in Europe, that's a nice long-term return. They also want to do acquisitions, invest, etc., etc., into the boring energy distribution business. The outlook, there are some risks for Nigeria, Haiti, you never know, but they are well diversified across countries, so there can always be a hit, but they want to keep growing their dividend, their EBITDA is growing, so it looks very positive. Not stellar growth, but very good growth. The market cap is not 2.5 billion, not 2 billion as we discussed. It's already a little bit higher, but you can see that it is diversified across Europe, the Caribbean, and Africa. Let's now make a valuation of this business and then put it into our stocks to buy categorization. As I said, this is 300 million. Compared to the market cap, you have 9% yield, so price earnings ratios around 10, 11 free cash flow yield. So not stellar, but not really bad, or actually very good. Especially it was better when the market cap was close to 2 billion, then we were talking about much higher yield, but okay, nothing wrong with it. So it still looks good, and you have to see how it fits your portfolio. On the portfolio categorization, I think that yes, it is a relative buy. The dividend yield is 6%, S&P 500 is 1.3, so there will be 3% to 3% growth. They are investing in solar. Maybe one day they will spin it off if solar is cool again, these projects are okay, pension funds, etc., somebody will buy. So there is value there. It is a good relative buy, as I said, for a diversified portfolio. Is it an absolute buy? If you want a 6% dividend, check French taxes. Don't know whether it is 25% of how that works for you, but yes, it is an absolute buy also. A margin of safety buy, 10% Africa, not really something that you would want to say, okay, there is a margin of safety, there is book value, but there is also debt. So I think that the stock can easily go back where it was. Easily, not that easily, there is a 20-30% chance, not really a crazy chance. So when it comes to the YouTube portfolio, as there is nothing else, I would not rush to sell it. So diversified portfolio, educational content, I'm not going to sell it now and say, oh look, I made you 30% or 100%, because I don't think we ever had more than $200,000 invested, so I don't even remember. So you're welcome anyway. But I'm just going to keep it here and then we're going to see. On my research platform, it's definitely not Sven Carlin investment model portfolio, not, but for a diversified portfolio, I'm always looking at the risk and reward. 9-10%. I do have already some things there that are 9-10%. And knowing that oil situation, Haiti, things like that, maybe some softness, some weakness in Europe, things going not as planned, delays. I think that if the stock goes back again lower, as it did go up in the last few months, then I might really consider it again for my research platform. For now, as I said, I'll watch it on the YouTube portfolio, keep watching it here. I wouldn't personally sell it if I don't have some better option. Personally, I have better options that you can check on my research platform. So you have to see how it fits you. Nothing wrong with it. The stock price is higher, but still creating value.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.